Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hello! Welcome back to another season of the Bob at Wonder Show. What's that? 10 seasons? You mean this is the 10th season of the Bob at Wonder Show? What? How did that happen? That's a lot of seasons of me talking. Woo-wee! Congratulations to us. What a milestone. 10 seasons. Well, first, I'd like to thank my parents for instilling in me the drive to succeed, and to my brothers and sisters for letting me shine like the star I am, and to my acting coach for stepping aside to let me coach myself. And I gotta thank...
Grabstack? Sorry to interrupt your impromptu acceptance speech for us reaching 10 seasons of the Bobby Wonder Show, but shouldn't I be the one talking? After all, it's called the Bobby Wonder Show, not the Grabstack Show. Also, why are you even making an acceptance speech? This isn't the Academy Awards.
One day I will win that Academy Award for Best Sidekick, and everyone in Hollywood will finally recognize my talent and charisma.
I don't think there's a category for Best Sidekick.
Well, they should invent one. How rude to all us sidekick/actors.
Anyways, I can't believe there's been 10 seasons of this show. We've sure gotten up to lots of adventures, from regatta races to super fun fairs.
From failed hair businesses to missing socks. Phew, it's been quite a time. Never a dull moment with you, Bobby Wonder.
Who knew the sleepy hamlet of Pflugerville was so full of action and chaos? Keeping Mighty Mila and her one-eyed robot sidekick, Robozuki, from making the citizens of Pflugerville miserable is a full-time job.
You're telling me. When I left Florp and came here to Earth to become your sidekick, I thought it was gonna be all naps and hanging out at the park eating fried bananas. But hoo-wee, was I wrong? It's all that Mighty Mila's fault. She can't let us eat fried bananas or nap in peace.
And you know I like naps.
Sure do. Waking you from a nap is like trying to distract a Florpian mountain bear from a Zoltron Zorb-faced.
I have no idea what you just said.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you didn't grow up on Florp like I did. We really ought to visit one of these days. All my brothers and sisters live there. I can show you the theater that was built in my honor. Though it's hard for me to go back because I'm so famous. I'll get swarmed by all my fans.
Right.
Ah, well, so's my lot in life. The life of a celebrity and a star. Sigh.
Hey, what's that in the sky?
Is that a waffle? Is it finally raining food from the sky here?
It looks like a spaceship.
Are we sure that's not a waffle? I think I see some maple syrup gleaming in the sunlight.
No, it's definitely a tiny little waffle-sized spaceship, and it's coming this way.
Wait a gosh darn zootin' tootin' minute. I recognize that spaceship, all right. It's from Florp. And it can only belong to one specific Florpian. Gorb Slurp.
Huh? Global Slurp?
No, Gorb Slurp.
Grabstack, it's me, your brother, Gorb Slurp.
Brother!
Brother? Gorb Slurp? What kind of name is Gorb Slurp?
The best kind, brother. Hug me!
Gorb Slurp, what are you doing here? It's been years!
Sure has, my dear brother. I wanted to see what you've been up to here on this blue planet. Do all the creatures that live here have blue hair like this young child? I personally am a fan of orange. It's more zesty.
Hi, I'm Bobby Wonder, and no, my blue hair is quite unique.
And what kind of name is Bobby Wonder?
The Florp kind, actually.
Huh? Who are you?
I'm a superhero boy, and I'm from Florp too.
You are?
Yes, my parents brought me to Earth from Florp as a child. Here on Earth, I'm invincible. I can fly, and I have special superhero abilities. And Grabstack is my sidekick.
Sidekick? Bobby, please, that's not the word I would use. He's a funny one, this Bobby Wonder. He said sidekick. Well, I never. Is anyone else sweating? What are you doing here, Gorb Slurp?
Ma and Pa and all our 100 brothers and sisters have been wondering what you've been up to on the blue planet. And I volunteered to come visit. You know how adventurous I am. So I got him a spaceship, input the coordinates, and here I am. I'm sure you have lots to show for yourself.
I can't wait to ask you all sorts of questions about your brother, Glorp Slurp. He sure has a lot of stories about his time on Florp.
He does? Like what?
Let's not dilly-dally with tales of the past. I want to show my brother all the sights of Pflugerville.
Pflugerville? That's what you call this place?
That's right. It's a fantastic place to live. We have a beach and mountains, a lake and a river, a candy factory, ooh, a banana stand, and all sorts of other fun things to see and do.
Sounds more exciting than Florp. Did you say candy factory?
Sure did. My sidekick, Bobby, can fly us around so we can take in the town. Where do you want to go first?
Grabstack, did you just call me your sidekick?
Maybe we should stop by Lucy Wow's workshop first. Introduce Glorp Slorp to one of the coolest cats in Pflugerville.
Oh, I love cats.
Okay, well, she's technically not a cat, but she's pretty cool. Okay, Bobby, we're ready to fly. Just hop right on up onto Bobby's shoulders, Glorp Slorp. He'll fly us all around. He's like my personal valet.
Oh, am I?
I'm not used to all these fancy things, Grabstack. You've really made it. I can see now why you haven't come home.
Is it because he's too famous and he gets swarmed by his fans?
Huh? Fans?
Time to go. No time for talking. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
No time for talking. That's a first. All right, everyone ready? Let's go.
Wow. I can feel the wind in my face, unlike in my spaceship. This is definitely the better way to fly.
Look down there. We have the Super Fun Fairgrounds. And over there is Bark Street and the park. And just beyond that is the Pflugerville City Hall. And right over...
Ooh, what's that?
The skate park?
Yes, I want to do that.
Skateboarding? Now, really, Glorp Slurp, I'm not sure a skateboard is the best instrument of fun for you.
Why not? You're just jealous because you know I have great coordination and you've always been super clumsy.
What? I have not?
Uh-huh.
How dare thee?
I'm not the acting voice again.
Sorry to interrupt this fight, but I've spotted Lucy Wow's workshop and I'm going to fly us down there. Looks like she's working on something outside.
Now, make sure to hold on, Glorp Slurp. My valet has a hard time landing.
That wasn't a crash at all, Grabstack. What a smooth landing. Must be because you're clumsy, like I said.
I am not clumsy! It's okay. I'm fine.
Bobby Wonder! Grabstack! Welcome! Who's your new little friend?
My name's Glorp Slurp. I'm Grabstack's younger but smarter brother.
Don't you just love when family visits?
Hi, Glorp Slurp. I'm Lucy Wow, Pflugerville's best inventor slash tinkerer.
And I'm Kapow, her mechanical pygmy goat sidekick.
Double-double orangey muddle.
And that's Lenore, my zany robotic rabbit.
Hopty hop.
So nice to meet y'all. What's this invention you're working on?
I'm not quite finished yet, so I don't want to reveal until I'm done. But it might be one of my best inventions yet.
Lucy Wow is a certified genius. I can't wait to see what she's up to next.
Ouch! Everyone, don't touch that machine part there.
What do you do on Florp, Glorp Slurp?
He doesn't do much.
Excusez-moi, I do so much. We don't have time for me to go through it all. You wouldn't know, Grabstack, because you abandoned the family after that poorly reviewed one alien show you put on.
It was not poorly reviewed.
Baddie no-no time.
Villain incoming!
Oh no, not Mighty Mila.
Oh yes, Mighty Mila. And my trusted sidekick, Robozuki, is here too. Duh. Now, who might this second little orange gerbil be? Huh? Look at the little baby face.
Who you calling a gerbil, big mouth?
We don't want any trouble today, Mighty Mila. I have family in town.
I can't just let a family reunion go off without a hitch. Oh, well, 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 this will be fun. Get him, Robozuki!
Oh no, Mighty Mila and Robozuki have taken Glorp Slurp and flown away.
We have to get back to my brother. My brother has been in Pflugerville for 5 minutes and gets taken away by Mighty Mila and Robozuki. Of course, Glorp Slurp is always getting into trouble. Luckily, he has a responsible older brother to save him. Let's take a quick break while we discuss what to do next.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back! Gorbslorp is quite obnoxious, but he's also my brother. And family means everything to me, so I guess Bobby Wonder and I have to figure out a way to save him from the clutches of that loudmouth mighty Mila. Let's see if Lucy Wow has any ideas to help us out. Gorbslorp is always getting into trouble. I should have known the second he showed up that we'd end up having to rescue him from some dangerous situation.
That's not exactly fair, Grabstack. The amount of times I've had to save you from a dangerous situation is...
Millions to millions times one.
Thanks for that, Lenore.
Also, why are you pretending like I am your sidekick and your valet? Are you ashamed of me or something?
Bobby Wonder, my beloved blue-haired bestie. I'm so sorry. I guess I was just trying to prove myself to my brother. I want him to think I was cooler than just being a sidekick.
But Grabstack, being Bobby Wonder's sidekick is the coolest thing. Aside from being an inventor/tinkerer.
Thanks, Luz.
You and Bobby get up to some amazing adventures, and you've saved him more times than not. You should be proud.
You're right, Lucy Wow. I am proud. I'm sorry, Bobby Wonder. I can't believe I let a little family competition get the better of me. I just don't want to disappoint him. But being your sidekick is quite the accomplishment.
And I know you've had a lot of accomplishments back on Florp.
Well, I have, but I also have had a lot of failures, too, that I haven't told you about. I guess I wanted to seem cooler than I am.
Grabstack, you're not just my sidekick. You're my best friend. You can be truthful and honest with me about anything. I'll still love you all the same.
Aww. Oh no! I'm gonna rust up!
Best friends forever.
Now, we have to save Gorbslorp. Where do you think Mighty Mila took him?
She could be anywhere in Pflugerville. Where was her last hiding spot?
Well, well, well.
You're right, Lenore. When Mighty Mila ordered Robozuki after Gorbslorp, she said, well, well, well. Could that be a clue that she's hiding him in the Pflugerville well?
If that's the case, she's a terrible villain, announcing her hiding spots and all. Not that I'm complaining.
If Mighty Mila and Robozuki took Gorbslorp to the bottom of the Pflugerville well, then my invention is going to come very much in handy. I just need a little bit more time on it.
No problem, Lucy.
In the meantime, I think Bobby and I should go get some fried bananas.
Really, Grabstack, at a time like this?
If Gorbslorp is going to be held captive by Mighty Mila, I at least want him to try a fried banana during his visit.
Okay, that's fine. Hop on. I'll fly us over. We'll be back soon, Lucy.
See ya.
Why do you always crash when it's just me?
Consider yourself special.
What was that? Who just crashed into my banana stand?
Sorry about that, banana stand lady.
Oh, it's the blue-haired superhero alien boy and his charming little sidekick.
I am charming. Thank you.
Want your regular fried bananas with maple syrup, whipped cream, and rainbow sprinkles?
Make that three. My brother's in town visiting, and I want him to try out a fried banana. I don't think he's ever had one.
Someone who's never had a fried banana? Well, that's just an injustice. I'll whip him up right now. Three fried bananas with maple syrup, whipped cream, and rainbow sprinkles.
Thank you, banana stand lady. I must resist eating all three of these right now. My mouth is watering.
Resist, Grabstack, resist.
Bobby, these bananas, they are calling to me. Just one bite.
Not yet, Grabstack.
Oh, all right, the moment is past.
So, where is your so-called brother?
Oh, you know, just taken and held captive at the bottom of the Pflugerville well by Mighty Mila and her dastardly sidekick, Robozuki. So, normal stuff.
Of course.
Speaking of, we should probably get back to Lucy and save your brother.
Good point, Bobby. Let's go.
Wait a minute. Is that a scuff mark on my banana stand from your crash? Did you scuff my banana stand?
What's that? We can't hear you.
Thanks for the bananas.
Bye. Now, please don't crash, Bobby. I'm holding bananas. Phew. You didn't crash that time.
I don't always crash. Here, let me hold those bananas.
Thank you. I'm okay.
Bobby Wonder, Grabstack. Perfect timing. I just finished my invention. It's floss.
Floss?
It's not just any floss. It's retractable steel floss. The strongest floss ever created, and it's bendable.
I'm all about dental hygiene, but how is this going to help Gorb Slorp?
We can use the steel floss as a rope to help Gorb Slorp out of the well.
You're a genius, Lucy Wow.
I know.
Hurry! Let's go save my brother! To the well!
The well is just below here.
I don't see any signs of Mighty Mila or Robozuki.
They're around. They're always around.
There's the well! Gorb Slorp! You down there?
Brother! You came to save me!
Of course! I wouldn't let Mighty Mila or Robozuki separate us! Floss time!
Should we just use that bucket that's hanging right there?
There's a giant red circle on it.
Red circle? There's no circle! It's Robozuki's one eye!
Well, well, well! If it isn't the lamest band of superheroes, sidekicks, inventors, and mechanical animals trying to save the day again!
Back away, Mighty Mila. This time you've made it personal. Floss me, Lucy!
Ah! What's this floss? No! Robozuki, we're tied up in this oddly strong metallic floss. Ugh. I don't like brushing my teeth, but flossing? Ugh. Even worse.
Trapped in the floss. Ha! Huh. Now, Gorb Slorp, grab this floss.
Got it!
Pull up!
I'm free! I'm free!
This family is reunited again!
Gross. I see being boring runs in the family. Oh, come on, Robozuki. Let's go do something more fun.
Thanks for saving me, Grabstack. You really are a cool big brother.
And sidekick.
Huh?
I'm Baba Wonder's sidekick, too. He's not mine, nor is he my valet.
Oh, you're a superhero sidekick? That's so cool! You'll have to tell me all about your adventures so that I can tell them to our parents and siblings when I go back.
Really?
Yeah, they want to hear all about you. Everyone's going to be so impressed that you're here on Earth being a superhero sidekick. I'm actually quite jealous. You're doing pretty amazing.
Thanks. I love you, brother.
Love you, too.
Oh no! The tears are coming again. I'm gonna rust.
Grabstack isn't just my sidekick. He's my best friend too. It's so great to finally meet some of his family.
Aw. Well, thanks to you and everyone for saving me. I appreciate it.
No problem. Here, take this pack of steel floss. Who knows when you might need it.
Thanks!
Grabstack, you almost forgot about the fried bananas.
Did I ever? Gorb Slorp, you're gonna experience the greatest taste in the world. Fried bananas!
I've never had a fried banana.
Well, prepare thyself, brother. Let's enjoy these fried bananas with a good old story. Bobby, what story should I tell to Gorb Slorp first? The one about the flu zombies? Or my fashion show? Maybe the flash mob dance story? That's a pretty good one. Well, folks, that about wraps it up for us today. I can't believe I tried to pretend I was someone else to my own brother. So glad I was able to be honest with him. You can't choose your family, that's for sure. But I'm glad I'm able to share this part of my life with him. And over fried bananas? Woo-wee! Maybe a trip to Florp is in our future. Thanks for joining Bobby and I today. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can find many others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcast. Now, time for me to tell my brother about the time when Bobby and I met a swamp witch. We've got a great, exciting season of episodes, so stay tuned!
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life. Whee!